So it kind of all starts in my first year in 2016. It was on Halloween night, so after a few months of me being here, 2 months, I was attending a party, and there was an individual at this party who was I was flirting with playfully. It's kind of like a joke, and he took things too far, and he pushed me against a bar and tried to kiss me and wouldn't let me go until somebody took him and pushed him off of me. So I was really kind of shook up about the situation, but I kind of just blew it off like it was nothing. And then a couple hours later, I just happened to be outside talking to all my male friends. And I was wearing a really tight dress because I was a bunny for Halloween. And he came behind me and he lifted up my dress. And my dress, because it was tight, it basically just stayed up. And I, like most girls, I wasn't wearing anything to cover up very much. And he slapped me as hard as he could and he ran away laughing. And at first, I kind of was like, oh, boys will be boys. And I slowly started talking about the situation with a lot of my friends that I would just be like, hey, like you should watch out for him. Like I don't really like him. He gives me bad energy. I don't think he's safe to be around. And slowly but surely, a lot of people started telling me, I've actually been assaulted by this gentleman. And this guy actually assaulted me in residence. And I mean, it was to a point where there's over a dozen stories. And so everybody went to Mount Allison to share, and they told them their stories. And eventually, the judicial process went through at Mount A, and he was found guilty. And he was told he couldn't live in residence anymore, and that he would have to leave campus. And then summer came along, and he appealed the decision. And because no one was here to do anything about it, Mount Allison decided that he was no longer guilty for some reason, and he was able to return the following year. And he's able to move into not only another residence, but a bigger residence where he would just have more victims to prey on. So that was kind of my first instinct where, I'd seen this stuff in movies. I'm a big fan of Law and Order, so I'd seen this, and I never once thought or believed that something like that could happen in such a small town like Sackville at Mount Allison University. So I started actively speaking out. I started joining societies. I started educating myself. I started posting very opinionated posts on social media. And slowly, but people just started coming forward with more stories about different individuals that had assaulted them and how the university hadn't done anything. And it just progressed to a point where I just knew that almost everybody around me had been assaulted, and I just knew it wasn't okay, it wasn't right. So I spent the last all my time at Mount Allison trying to make a difference for that. So I wrote articles in the Argosy. I sat on committees. I spoke one-on-one with the administration, with different individuals, and nothing ever worked. It was always kind of good job, we heard you, and then nothing else would come out of it. So I'm pretty well known for my activism on campus. So about last week, my professor actually put me in contact with a first year, and she told me her story, and it was extremely similar to the one that had happened in 2016, but it's 4 years later and it's still happening. And I remember staring out the window and just thinking, I had my grad photos the next day, and I couldn't wear that gown and cap and be proud of being a graduate, knowing that first years who are graduating high school and they have so much passion and they have dreams and they're excited about coming to university, walk into an environment like that where, they come in with so much light in their life and leave just a victim, a survivor. And that's wasn't all right for me. So I decided enough is enough. I'm gonna go out with a bang. And I'm gonna make sure they hear me. So that's why I made the, that's how I came up with the idea. And I made it the very next day and posted it that day. So yeah. And I mean, I keep saying I knew it would get like Sackville viral. I knew like 400, 300 people would probably reach the post, but I never imagined how many people would come forward with their stories. Hundreds of women, and not just women, but hundreds of people have come forward with their stories. Yeah, the post has 15,000 likes. So, which is triple the population of Sackville and almost more than seven times the amount of the student body here in Madison. So it's really reached around the world. I've had people from all over Canada messaging me. I've had people from Scotland, from Jamaica, Brazil messaging me. So, yeah.
Were you surprised at that reaction?
Yes. I knew it would get a lot of attention. I knew it would get a lot of attention in Sackville, but I didn't think it would get the amount it did. And I really didn't think it would reach everybody. I think everybody in Atlantic, every student in Atlantic Canada has seen this post right now. And I never thought it would get national, let alone worldwide. So, yeah.
We've also seen, you know, there's been a few posts coming in from people, even at other schools as well. Do you think that this kind of problem is particular to Mount A, or is it a problem here, but also a problem at other small schools, big schools? Like, what do you think?
I think it's a problem at Mount A, but I also think it's more of a systematic issue where universities have create an environment that fosters and encourages sexual violence. And I think the university, at the end of the day, although it is an educational institute, it's also a business, and they need to protect their image. So at the end of the day, their image comes before the well-being of students, which isn't all right. I have been saying that I think the Department of Post-Secondary Education needs to get involved and do something about this. They fund Mount A, and they wouldn't fund a high school where this is happening. And just because we're adults doesn't mean that we deserve it either. So I think it's a big issue, and it's a big issue too at UMB and STU. People have been reaching out from all over every type of university. So, yeah.
Thinking in terms of possible solutions, in your situation, the one in 2016, what could have gone differently that you think would have made it move forward okay? I mean, obviously the whole thing not happening in the first place, but beyond that, after it happened, what could have gone differently to make it actually better for you?
I think, you know, rapists should be expelled. I think it was simple as that. When he was told to leave, he should have been told to leave, and it shouldn't have been appealed, and it shouldn't have been found overturned. The best thing was that, you know, expel them. Enough with these consequences of, you know, missing a game or having to attend a consent class or write a paper or say an apology. These are crimes that are happening on this campus. And, I mean, they expel people for plagiarizing, but they don't expel people for sexually assaulting people is just ridiculous in my mind. So, yeah.
Do you think, I mean, we know that reporting to the police is also very problematic for survivors. Like, sometimes they're not believed. All kinds of issues can happen. Do you think that do you think people should be reporting to the police more, or do you have any thoughts on that?
It's a little complicated. I would love for people to be able to report to the police, but I mean, I think it's more the reality of people are reporting. It's just they also don't do anything. I mean, I've seen it happen here numerous times in Sackville. As someone who's known as an activist on campus, a lot of people come forward to me when assaults happen, and I guide them through the process. And I will say I've just never been in a situation where the police have investigated in Sackville and decided to prosecute. There's just always, it's always never enough evidence.
So what's happening on Thursday?
So on Thursday, we will be holding a solidarity, sorry if I didn't pronounce it right, protest on campus in front of the Student Union building at 11 a.m. So the idea is that this will be held at the Student Union building, like I just said, where all the administration works. So I like to think they're going to be in their offices listening while we yell at them. And I'm hoping that people will come out with posters, and I encourage people to write on those posters what they want to say to student body, to the student administration, what they want to let them know, and send their own message. And we also will have a variety of speakers, including myself. So, yeah.
All right. And do you know what your plans are for beyond Thursday?
I have no idea. I keep telling people I'm just going with the wind at this point. Every day is something different. Every day, every hour, I'm getting new messages, new ideas. So we'll see.